由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Welcome our listening friends to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友你好，好欢迎你再次收听这个节目。
This is the second from the last of the series of messages from the Epistle of James.
关于雅各书信的系列信息，还有两集呢，就要结束了。
And in this message and the next, we'll be discussing the 12th step in growing up.
在这一集的节目和下一集的节目里面呢，我会讲到是关于生命成长的第十二个步骤的。
Recently, a simple item was reported in newspapers of a large city in the United States.
最近在报章上面呢，是刊登了一篇的文章，是叙述到呢，在美国的一座大城市里面呢，所发生的一件事。
It announced that a certain prayer meeting that was held at noontime for the past 103 years has been shut down.
报道呢，就说有一个在过去103年以来一直都举行的五间祷告会呢，在最近要关闭了。
Probably most people when they read this item, they couldn't understand the significance of it.
或者大多数的人呢，读到这一段的新闻都不觉得有什么大不了，也都看不到背后的重要性。
Even most Christians today, for whatever reason, they seem to have lost their confidence in the power of prayer.
时至今日，即使是很多的基督徒似乎呢，也都不再相信祷告的能力了。
It is not surprising, therefore, that James, in his final and most important step in the 12-step program toward spiritual growth, uses the power of prayer.
难怪雅各在他书信的最后一部分呢，就强调祷告的能力在生命成长过程里面的重要性。
James himself was known as a man of prayer.
而雅各本人呢，亦都是以祷告而著名的。
Legend has it that he spent so much time on his knees that they became so callous and they called him camel knees.
传说呢，说雅各在祷告上面呢，是非常之下功夫，以致他的膝头哥呢，是磨出了一些疹，所以呢，他的绰号呢，就叫做骆驼膝盖了。
When Peter was miraculously delivered from the prison in Acts 12:17,
在《使徒行传》的十二章十七节嗰度话，当彼得被好奇妙咁样带出咗监牢嘅时候
，He made a point of saying, "Go tell James and the brothers."
佢就叮嘱其他人话：，你哋将呢件事话俾雅各同埋众弟兄知。
Peter knew that James was interceding for him in prayer.
彼得知道雅各是正是为他祈祷的。
And Peter wanted him to know that his prayers were answered.
彼得要让雅各知道他的祷告已经蒙神垂听了。
Given James' conviction about the power of prayer, it is not surprising that he chooses to conclude his letter with the exhortation to pray.
由于雅各深信祷告的力量是很巨大的，所以很自然，他在书信的结尾部分就劝勉我们要祷告。
And he gives us basically four things about the power of prayer.
他指出关于祷告的四种基本的情况。
Chapter 5, verses 13 to 20.
雅各书的五章十三至到二十节。请听我读出，是雅各书的五章十三至二十节。你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂；你们中间有病了的呢，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。出于信心的祈祷要救那病人，主必叫他起来，他若犯了罪也必蒙赦免。所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。二人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨， 雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。我的弟兄们，你们中间若有失迷真道的，有人使他回转，这人该知道，叫一个罪人从迷路上转回，便是救一个灵魂不死，并且遮盖许多的罪。
Let us look at these four things.
让我们一起来看一看这四种的基本情况。
Number one,
第一种的基本情况是
In verse 13,
是在雅各书的五章十三节的。
We are to pray in and out of tough times.
那里的意思就是无论是否遇到困难，我们都要随时祷告。
Second,
第二种的基本情况是
Verses 14 and 15,
在雅各书的五章十四和十五节
We are to pray for others.
那里是叫我们要为其他人去代求。
Third,
第三种的基本情况
Verses 16 to 18,
是在雅各书的五章十六至到十八节的。
He tells us that prayer releases the power of God.
雅各告诉我们祷告是带来神的能力的。
Fourth,
第四种的基本情况
Verses 19 and 20
是在雅各书五章十九至到二十节的。
We must pray for faithfulness.
那里的意思是说我们要为持守真道来祷告。
Let's look at the first one.
我们先来看看第一种的基本情况。
Verse 13 of chapter 5.
是雅各书的五章十三节。
He said the following.
他是讲以下的说话，请听我读出雅各书的五章十三节。你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂。
Very often, it is only during tough times that some people pray.
我们往往都是在经历患难的时候才会祷告神的。
Very often, it is only when we come to the end of ourselves that we sink to our knees.
我们往往都是等到自己是去到尽头的时候，没有其他的办法了，才肯跪下来去祈祷的。
James is saying that's okay to pray during tough times.
雅各说，没错，在遭遇患难的时候是需要祷告的。
In fact, that's exactly what you should do.
事实上，你亦都系好应该咁样做。
The one thing you must not do is withdraw fellowship from the Father when you are going through a difficult spot in life.
你系绝对唔应该喺遇到人生嘅困境嘅时候远离神，唔再同神打交道嘅。
Tell your Father to help you through the tough times in life.
当你是生活遇到了一些很艰难的事，你要话俾天父听，让佢是去帮助你。
I have known people who would do the opposite.
但有些人是啱啱相反的。
I have known people that when they face a crisis, or if they suffer because their prayers were not answered, the distance between them and the Lord widens.
我认识有些人他遇到困难的时候或者是祈祷没得到神的及时的答应，于是就开始疏远神了。
They do not pray fervently.
他们的祈祷是一点都不热诚的。
They can hardly bring themselves to talk to God.
他们几乎是不再跟神讲话了。
As if they have convinced themselves that they can avoid God.
他们似乎是想尽量离神远一点的。
Why do some Christians do this?
为什么有些基督徒是会这样的呢?
Two possibilities.
有两种的可能。
First,
第一种的可能性是
Many people have the wrong concept of suffering.
很多人对患难有一个错误的观点。
They believe that they are experiencing tough times because God is angry with them.
他们认为他们经历苦难是因为神对他们发怒。
Just as children try to avoid their parents when they know that they are disobedient,
就正如啲细路仔躲避佢哋父母嘅面，系因为佢哋唔听话。
So do some believers try to run away from God because they think they made him angry.
同样有啲基督徒好想去逃避神嘅面，系因为佢哋以为自己咧系激嬲咗神啦。
When they need him the most, they stay away from him.
其实咧呢、这个正系佢哋最需要神嘅时刻，但系佢哋却系远离咗神。
The second possibility is this.
第二种嘅可能性咧系咁样嘅。
Many people refuse to pray in difficult circumstances because they are angry at God.
好多人喺患难里边系拒绝向神祷告，因为咧佢哋系嬲紧神。
They blame him for loss of a loved one.
佢哋为咗失去咗亲人而怪罪喺神身上。
They blame him for their financial problems.
他们为了经济上面的困难呢，也都是去怪罪神的。
They blame him for failure at school.
他们为了学业成绩不合格、不理想而去埋怨神。
And they want nothing to do with God.
他们不想呢再跟神呢打交道了。
Why?
为什么这些人会是这样会去远离神的呢？
Because they blame him for ruining their lives and all what good excuse to not communicate with God.
因为他们埋怨神毁了他们的生活，这个呢就成为他们不再跟神来往的一个最好的藉口了。
And that's what the devil loves the most.
而这个呢正是魔鬼撒旦最希望见到的结果来的。
Because once he gets you to convince yourself that God does not love you,He has got you in his hands.
因为一旦魔鬼撒旦能够令到你去相信神已经不再爱你，咁撒旦就能够控制你了。
But mature Christians do not let anything come between them and their Lord.
但是一个成熟的基督徒是不会让任何的事物拦了自己是去跟神亲近的。
Growing Christians do not let their communion with God be affected by the circumstances of life.
一个追求长进的基督徒是从来都不会让外在的环境来去影响他自己和神交往的。
In Acts 16, Paul and Silas get beaten up in Philippi.
在《使徒行传》十六章那里记载，保罗和西拉在腓立比是受鞭打的。
Does the Bible say that they were moaning and moping and complaining and they were angry with God?
圣经有没有记载说他们悲哀哭泣向神发怨言呢？
Does the Bible say that they were saying to God, Lord, why are we preaching the gospel and why we ended up in prison?
圣经有没有记载说他们对神说，主啊，为什么这样呢？为什么我们来传福音反而要去坐监呢？
Is that what the Bible said?
圣经是不是有这样的记载呢？
No.
圣经是并没有这样的记载的。
In fact, their attitude should be that of every spiritually mature Christian.
事实上，保罗和西拉他们的表现正是成熟的基督徒所应该有的态度。
Their attitude was that it doesn't matter what the world does to us.
这个态度就是这个世界对我们怎样都是不紧要的。
Our joy and communion with the Lord will not be affected.
重要的是我们的喜乐，我们和神的交往都不受到影响。
Far from complaining and moping and moaning, they were singing songs of joy.
他们不单止没有埋怨，没有哀叹，没有呻吟，他们反而是高唱喜乐的赞歌。
They were clinging to the Lord in tough times.
在苦难之中，他们紧紧贴近主的身旁。
And clinging to the Lord in tough times give you three advantages.
在患难之中去亲近主是有三大优势的。
First, it will prevent loneliness.
第一大优势，你是不会孤单的。
Secondly, it will remind you that God is in control.
第二大的优势是你会知道神仍然在掌管着一切。
Thirdly, it will help you to see things from God's perspective.
第三大的优势，这个会帮助你从神的眼光去看事物。
Let me tell you a true story.
让我同你分享一个真实嘅故事啊。
In 1924, there were two British mountain climbers by the name of Mallory and Irvin.
在1924年，有两个英国的登山者，一个呢个名叫做马洛里，另一个呢就叫做艾尔文。
They were members of an expedition that set out to conquer Mount Everest.
他们两位呢都是珠穆朗玛峰探险队的成员来的。
Both were lost, and after the failure of the expedition, the party returned home to England.
他们两位在这次行动里面失了踪，而这次计划最后也都以失败告终，队员都是回到英格兰那里的。
Addressing a meeting in London, one of the survivors described the ill-fated venture.
在伦敦的一次会议里面，一位生还者就描述这次不幸的探险遭遇。
Then he turned to a huge photograph of Mount Everest mounted on the wall behind him and said the following.
最后他对着在他身后墙上面那幅很巨大的珠穆朗玛峰的相讲了以下的说话。
Everest,
他说珠穆朗玛峰，
We tried to conquer you once.
我们曾经试图要去征服你。
But you overpowered us.
但是你却是征服了我们。
We tried to conquer you a second time.
我们曾经再次试图要征服你。
But again, you were too much for us.
但是你实在比我们强大得多了。
But Everest, I want you to know that we are going to conquer you, for you cannot grow any bigger than we can.
但是珠穆朗玛峰啊，我告诉你知啊，总有一日我们会征服你，因为你已经不能够变得更加强大，但是我们能够。
Now, my friend, your reflections can never grow bigger.
亲爱的朋友，你的难处是不会变得更加大的。
Certainly, they can never grow bigger than God allows them.
这些难处永远都不能够超出神所允许的范围。
But by the grace of God, we can grow bigger.
但是靠着神的恩典，我们是可以变得更加坚强的。
By the power of prayer, we can grow bigger than our afflictions.
藉着祷告的力量，我们可以变得强大，胜过我们的难处。
Isaiah tells us that those who hope in the Lord will renew strength.
以赛亚告诉我们，那些等候神的，一定能够重新得力。
You can speak to your Everest, whatever your Everest may be.
你也可以对你的珠穆朗玛峰讲同样的说话。无论你所面对的困难是什么。
You can tell whatever problem you are facing right now that it cannot grow bigger, but you can.
无论你面对怎样的困难，你都可以毫无惧怕这样去讲，因为你的困难是不会长大的，而你是会成长的。
And you can do so as you lay hold of God's power.
靠着神所加给你的力量，你一定能够做得到。
Have we trials and temptations?
我们或者会遇到试炼，或者会遇到引诱。
Is there trouble anywhere?
我们或者是会面对烦恼压住我们的心头。
We should never be discouraged.
但是我们千祈不要灰心，亦都千祈不要丧胆。
Take it to the Lord in prayer.
将你的难处带到神面前去向祂祈求。
Can we find a friend so faithful?
我们还可以在哪里去找到这么忠诚的朋友呢？
Who will all our sorrows share?
还有谁可以分担我们一切的苦和忧呢？
Jesus knows our every weakness.
耶稣深知我们的软弱。
Take it to the Lord in prayer.
所以将你的难处带到主的宝座前去向祂祈求。
Then James said, if...You are going through good times, and God blessed you.
然后雅各就说， 如果你正系经历紧神嘅赐福，一切都好顺利嘅话
，If you are experiencing joy，
如果你正系经历紧喜乐嘅话
，Then fill your mouth with the songs of praise and thanksgiving。
咁你嘅口里边就要充满咗赞美同埋感恩嘅说话。
Make melody to God，
要向神高歌。
Don't feel guilty about being on top of the mountains。
唔好因为自己已经企咗去顶峰而觉得好有罪疚感。
Don't let your communication with God suffer because you think you don't need Him right now。
唔好因为你以为而家唔再需要神而影响咗你同神之间嘅交通。
So pray in and out of tough times。
所以无论系咪遇到困难，你都要随时祷告。
Secondly，
第二点我哋要注意关于祷告嘅事系
，Pray for others。
我哋要为其他人去代求。
Verses 14 and 15，
喺雅各书嘅五章十四同埋十五节嗰度
，Prayer has a specific purpose。
嗰度咧系讲到祷告系总系有针对性嘅。
One of these purposes is to deal with diseases。
其中一个针对性就是为疾病去祷告了。
Verse 14，
在雅各书五章十四节
，The sick person here presumably is too sick to attend church。
呢度所讲的病人呢，特别是指那些患了重病，以致咧唔能够去到教会的人。
So he must call the elders to anoint him with oil and pray over him。
所以他一定要叫那些长老来去为他抹油，为他祷告。
In James' day, the oil was used as a medicine and was used by doctors.
在雅各的年代，医生通常是会用油来作为医病的一种药物的。
Because God heals through doctors and medicine.
因为神能够藉住医生和药物去施行医治。
Oil also is a symbol of the Holy Spirit.
膏油呢亦都系象征圣灵嘅。
And that is why the elders' use of oil signifies their acknowledgement of the operation of the Holy Spirit in healing.
啲长老用油去抹身，就表明咗佢哋承认圣灵系有医治嘅果效嘅。
The church leaders are to offer up their prayers of faith.
教会的长老呢亦都会呢是献上信心的祷告的。
Verse 15，
在雅各书的五章十五节那
里， It is the faith of the elders here, not the faith of the sick person that James is talking about。
雅各所讲的信心呢是讲那些长老的信心，而不是病人的信心。
I have heard people erroneously say to the sick person who is not healed that he or she does not have enough faith to be healed.
我听过一种错误的讲法，就是说如果病人得不到医治，是因为这个病人的信心不够。
That is wrong.
这个讲法是不正确的。
James says nothing about the faith of the afflicted.
雅各根本没有提到病人的信心。
James refers only to the faith of those who are praying for the ill person.
雅各所讲的是那些为了病人祷告的人，他们有没有信心。
Now please don't misunderstand me.
请大家不要误会我的意思。
There are many times we have read that Jesus told some people after a miracle, your faith healed you.
我们读圣经的时候看到很多次，主耶稣施行神迹的时候说，你的信救了你。
But in this passage, at least, James is talking about the elders' prayer faith.
但至少在这段经文那里，雅各其实是指住那些长老的信心去讲这番说话的。
What is the prayer of faith?
究竟什么是出于信心的祷告呢？
It is the elders' believing prayer that the sovereign God heals.
出于信心的祷告就是长老相信全能的主祂的医治。
The elders should be fully convinced that it is God's prerogative to heal, not theirs.
长老应该完全相信医治的大能是出于神，而不是出于他们自己的。
Look at the last part of verse 15.
请看雅各书五章十五节的后半部分。
It says, if the sick person has committed sin, they shall be forgiven him.
那里说，如果这个人犯了罪，他亦都是会蒙赦免的。
Don't interpret this as a blanket statement that all illnesses are a result of sin.
当然，不是所有的病都是因为犯罪而引起的。
Some illnesses are, but not all.
有一些是，但是并不是所有的病都是犯罪引起的。
And that is why James said, if the sick person has committed a sin.
这个就是为什么雅各要说，如果这个人犯了罪。
So pray in and out of tough times.
所以我们要记住，第一，要在患难之中随时去祷告。
Secondly, pray for others.
第二呢，就是要为其他人去代求。
In the next broadcast, I'm going to talk to you about the third and the fourth importance of prayer.
在下一集的节目，我会讲关于祷告的第三和第四方面要注意的事。
But meanwhile, keep on praying.
盼望你能够不住地去祷告。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给大家。咁今日咧，我哋所读嘅经文咧，就系雅各书嘅五章十三至到二十节，而当中咧特别重点就系讲十三至到十五节嘅。或者我再一次喺临结束之前咧，再读呢一段经文俾大家听啊。雅各书嘅五章十三至到二十节，经文话：你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂；你们中间有病了的呢，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。出于信心的祷告要救那病人，主必叫他起来，他若犯了罪也必蒙赦免。所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。二人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。我的弟兄们，你们中间若有失迷真道的，有人使他回转，这人该知道，叫一个罪人从迷路上转回，便是救一个灵魂不死，并且遮盖许多的罪。愿神祝福他的话语，也都愿意大家能够切实的去实践雅各的教导。好了，我们今集的节目时间来到这里，我们下集再会。